The 64-page report is called Cartel Power Dynamics in Zimbabwe. It's been published by South African social justice activist Mark Haywood of Maverick Media.
The report was written and researched in Zimbabwe, but it had to be published outside of Zimbabwe, and it had to be published anonymously because the authors of the report, academics and activists, were fearful that publishing this report would bring upon them the wrath of the Zimbabwean state. And I think that the very fact...
Haywood says that fear is well-founded because the Zimbabwean government's been accused of imprisoning, torturing, and even killing its critics for decades. It has denied the allegations. The report details how some of Zimbabwe's economic and political kingpins collaborate to smuggle gold and diamonds out of the country in collusion with international dealers. It shows how the same players suffocate the country's economy through price fixing and monopolies.
It is the ordinary people of Zimbabwe in this instance who pay for the illicit financial flows that are conducted, facilitated by the elite of that country, very often in collaboration with elites of other southern African countries and other developed countries.
In public, President Emmerson Mnangagwa often condemns corruption, but the report names him as one of the cartel bosses whose patronage and protection keeps cartels operating. Mnangagwa and his government have called the report lies, but the report suggests that much of the president's personal wealth, estimated at $500 million, has been amassed illegally. This, says Haywood, is a human rights violation in a country where the World Bank says almost half the population lives in extreme poverty.
Zimbabwe is a rich country in resources, but it is a poor country in terms of what it has been subjected to in terms of very sophisticated and sustained corruption, much of which involves the hiding of money and illicit financial flows.
The report also implicates senior military officers in crimes. It links Adam Molai, a relative of former President Robert Mugabe and owner of Pacific Cigarette Company, to tobacco smuggling and corresponding tax evasion. Molai denies any wrongdoing. Haywood says Zimbabwe represents a very advanced, sophisticated form of capture of the state by political and economic elites and repurposing it for private interests. But he adds, it's by no means unique.
If you look at what is happening in Mozambique, if you look at what is happening in Angola, if you look at the current attempts taking place in Zambia to de-democratize that country, and if you look at what's happening in my country, South Africa, you see that this is a problem across the region. And what you will also see is that there is often quite a lot of overlap and cooperation between these criminal, political, and economic elites.
Haywood says the report shows what happens when those in charge of a country twist what should be development of their people into, effectively, their personal crime syndicate.
If you want a chilling vision of what the end game, what the end result of allowing illicit financial flows on a grand scale to continue unchecked, you really just need to look to northern Mozambique at the moment, Cabo Delgado, a province that has been starved of resources and that as a result of its starvation has been plunged into a social conflict, a military conflict, and a vast humanitarian crisis.
The document describes cartels as the key barrier to the improvement of living conditions for Zimbabweans. It says in Zimbabwe and across Africa, illicit financial flows are sustaining patronage networks and undermining democracy and good governance by keeping criminal political elites in power. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.